Amen. Once again tonight, Emmanuel's going to preach longer than I will, and I'm going to share with you just a very simple thought. Again, as I've been studying about learning how to sit, I want to share with you tonight a very simple message entitled this: Be careful who you sit with. And be careful who you sit with. Have you ever been someplace where you had to choose a seat among many people? Maybe it was at an airport, maybe it was in a busy waiting area, maybe it was at the clinic, maybe it was at a doctor's office. And have you later regretted where you chose to sit? You maybe regretted who you chose to sit by. You thought, oh, it looks innocent enough, I think I'll go sit by them. And then they just talked and talked and talked and talked, and you didn't feel like talking. You know, or maybe you went and sat with somebody and they just shared you all your problems, and I really wasn't interested in all your problems. You know, or maybe you've sat next to somebody and then turns out, you know, they end up, after a while, they pull out some chips and they start chomping on some chips, or they turn on some music and they're playing some music that you weren't particularly interested in. And, you know, there could be lots of times in life where you end up sitting someplace where you think, I'd rather not sit here. Maybe it's been on an airplane where you got stuck sitting next to somebody that, boy, I wish I didn't have to sit next to them. I'm not getting much of the seat here having to sit next to this guy, and this isn't working out too good. Sometimes those things happen, and we need to be careful where we choose to sit. Be careful who you choose to sit with. Let's have a word of prayer, and then I just want to share with you a simple Bible truth tonight. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this time we can spend together. People that love you, people that love your word, and we ask you to speak to us tonight through your word. Spirit of God, work in our hearts and convict us and challenge us and change us. And please, I pray these things in your name. Amen. Matthew chapter 26 here, and let's read verse number 58. Matthew chapter 26 and verse number 58. The Bible says there, but Peter followed him afar off. Let's go back and read verse 57 so you understand the context. It says, and they that had laid hold on Jesus led him away to Caiaphas, the high priest, where the scribes and the elders were assembled. Again, Jesus, Peter's Savior, Peter's friend, someone who Peter had walked so closely with. He was one of the apostles. He was one of the inner three, even the very closest to Jesus. They're going to take his Lord and his Savior, and they're going to lead him away to Caiaphas to be really wrongfully tried, wrongfully accused and all that, and later to crucify him. There could have been maybe some shame perhaps in identifying with Christ in that moment, or some potential danger for you certainly. And somewhere in there, Peter made a decision, I'm not going to follow too closely. And look what it said, verse 58. But Peter followed him afar off unto the high priest's palace, and went in and sat with the servants to see the end. Go down to verse number 69, and it says, now Peter sat without in the palace. Peter didn't go right in before Caiaphas with his Lord and Savior. He didn't go in real close to where the action was taking place. He kind of sat outside with the servants, without the palace, outside the palace, where they had their fire going. He sat around on the benches and the wooden logs and so on and sat with them. Not the crowd who identified with Jesus. Not the crowd who was following Jesus. Not a crowd who identified with him as their Lord and as their Savior. That's the crowd that Peter ended up choosing to sit with when he followed Christ afar off. Peter got himself in trouble when he started following Jesus there from a distance. He got in trouble when he started following Jesus afar off. And look at who he ends up sitting with, and look at how Peter ends up behaving. That's the tragic end of it. Look at how Peter ends up behaving when he decides, oh, I think I'll follow at a distance. I think I'm just going to follow my Lord afar off. And he chooses to sit with those that didn't identify with Jesus Christ. He chooses to identify with those and sit with those that would not call him Lord and would not call him Savior and did not know him like he knew him. We need to be careful who we sit with. Look with me over at Mark chapter 14 and verse number 54. Mark chapter 14 and verse 54. It says, "And Peter followed him afar off, even into the palace of the high priest, and he sat with the servants and warmed himself at the fire." Look with me over at Luke, the Gospel of Luke, chapter 22. Luke chapter 22. Listen, I think this decision of where Peter chose to sit, made a difference. Who he chose to sit with. Who he chose to identify himself with. And even he wasn't initially identifying himself with them. He was just moving away from the Lord in his deciding to do that. He was not willing to follow Christ closely when there was some potential danger, potential risk. And he began to follow the Lord afar off. And he chooses to sit with those who would not identify themselves with Christ. It even maybe wasn't purposeful on Peter's part to say, "I want to identify with them." But let me tell you something, he did end up identifying with those that wouldn't call him Lord, wouldn't call him Christ, wouldn't call him Savior. And it affected his actions later. Luke chapter 22 there, in verse number 55. Even go back to verse 54, it says, "Then they took him and led him and brought him into the high priest's house, and Peter followed afar off. And when they had kindled a fire in the midst of the hall and were set down together, Peter sat down among them." He chose to sit with the wrong crowd. He chose to sit in the wrong place. Verse 56 says, "But a certain maid beheld him as he sat by the fire, and earnestly looked upon him and said, 'This man was also with him.' And he denied him." What did he do? He ended up denying his Savior, Jesus Christ. And he denied him, saying, "Woman, I know him not." And after a little while, another saw him and said, "Thou art also of them." And Peter said, "Man, I am not." Peter a second time denies his Lord and Savior. Verse 59 says, "And about the space of 1 hour after, another confidently affirmed, saying, 'Of a truth, this fellow also was with him, for he is a Galilean.' And Peter said, 'Man, I know not what thou sayest.' And immediately while he yet spake, the cock crew." Oh, remember that cock crowing was a sign. Peter remembered something Jesus had told them. Before the cock crows, somebody's going to deny the Lord, aren't they? Somebody's going to deny the Lord thrice. That's exactly what Peter just did. Peter denied his Lord. And he denied his Savior. It all goes back to where Peter decides, "I think I'm going to follow afar off. I think I don't want to follow too closely. I'm just not too sure in this situation if it's really best for me to stand up and identify with my Lord right now. It could be risky for me in this crowd of people, or in this classroom, or in this situation, or in this workplace, or with these particular neighbors. It might be risky for me to identify with my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It might not put me in good standing." Peter said, "I think I better be careful what I say around this area." And he started following at a distance. He started following afar off. And then he chose to sit outside the palace with the wrong crowd, with the wrong type of people. And it affected then what he did. He began to deny the Lord once, twice, three times. He denied his Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We better be careful who we sit with. Doesn't it almost seem impossible? I mean, how could a guy like Peter, Peter, the great apostle Peter. I mean, a guy who knew the Lord intimately. Peter, James, and John. These apostles who knew Jesus, spent a lot of time with Jesus. He'd called them when they were fishermen and brought them to be His first disciples and apostles. And they knew Him so closely. They'd prayed with Him. They'd been taught by Jesus. They'd spent so much time with Him. But when He follows afar off and begins to follow at a distance, and He chooses to sit in the wrong situation, in the wrong crowd, in the wrong atmosphere, with the wrong kind of people, where that great Peter comes to the place where now he is denying his Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It matters where we sit. It matters who you sit with, because it will influence you. It will influence you. Do you know the wrong kind of friends can influence you? Sitting in the wrong kind of situation, or maybe in the wrong place, that can influence you negatively. Sitting under the wrong kind of teaching, sitting with the wrong kind of people, can affect your thinking. Be careful who you sit with. Be careful who you sit with. Psalm chapter 1 and verse number 1. There's several of you, maybe if you're kids that grew up in church or whatever, you could quote for me Psalm 1:1 right now. You know it. The Bible says, "Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful." Listen, when a person starts walking with the ungodly, standing in the way with sinners, sitting at the feet of the scornful, where they can listen to the scorners, where they can be influenced by the ungodly, oh, it can influence us. Don't ever think it can't influence us. It can. It can. Peter was greatly influenced by who he chose to sit with. That night, when you think, Peter, the guy, remember Peter, how when the soldiers come to take Jesus at the Garden of Gethsemane, Peter's the guy who pulls out his sword and cuts the soldier's ear off. I mean, there was times when Peter, he could stand like a wild man, but Jesus, you're not going to mess with my Jesus. That's my Lord, that's my Savior. You think he'll always stand for Jesus. He would never deny the Lord. But when he started following the Lord at a distance, and then instead of sitting over there with God's crowd, he said, "I'm going to sit over here with the devil's crowd. I'm going to sit over here with those who don't know the Lord. I'm going to sit over there with those that are not identifying with my Savior." It didn't take long before Peter, he didn't stand up for the Lord anymore. He denied his Lord and denied his Savior. The Bible says in the Old Testament, how can two walk together except they be agreed? Oftentimes the walking together occurs before the agreement. You walk with someone long enough, after a while you'll start to agree with them. You sit with someone long enough, after a while you'll be more likely to just kind of want to blend in with them. You wouldn't want to stand out. You wouldn't want to be different. You wouldn't want to stand out differently in that crowd. That's why it's important to be careful who you sit with. None of us, in our own just human emotions, none of us like to stand out in a crowd necessarily. There's the rare eccentric person that, you know, is just, you know, that type of kid. They wouldn't mind standing out always. That's that. Most people wouldn't want to stand out in a crowd. And so even to stand for the Lord in a wrong crowd, it can be a difficult thing to do. Well, we need to be careful who we sit with. In our workplace, just in our daily lives, who we're making our closest friends and, you know, our closest companions and our closest influences in our lives. Listen, everybody you spend time with, they're influencing you. They are. They're influencing you. Whether it is very directly or whether it's just subtly. Or whether it's just the fact that, I wouldn't want to offend them, and so we don't say anything. We just kind of want to blend in sometimes. And we maybe don't do sometimes maybe what we should do because, I wouldn't want to stick out and be a Christian because it's kind of different than they are. You be careful who you sit with. Where you sit with, it's going to be affecting your thinking. It's going to be affecting many things. It'll be subtly affecting you. Be careful who you sit with. We may have some friends at school. You may have some friends at work. You may have some friends at church. You may even have some friends at other places that are either causing us to draw closer to Jesus Christ, or maybe they're the type of companion that might be drawing us away from the Lord Jesus Christ. The ultimate way to grow closer to Christ is by maintaining a close relationship with Him. We can spend time with Christ by reading our Bibles, spending time in prayer, spending time in the Word of God, being in close fellowship with Christ, even having the right kind of friends. Doesn't that help to influence us in the right way to live for Christ? You know it does. When you've got right friends and good friends, and you're maintaining some closeness and fellowship with good Christian friends, it encourages you and provokes you in doing the things that are right and godly. But when we're avoiding those friends and so on, or we're choosing to sit with the wrong kind of friends or whatever, it may be influencing negatively, drawing our hearts away from the Lord. This jar here tonight, let's choose this jar and let this jar represent our heart tonight. This jar represents your heart. There are things that we do every day to make our hearts grow closer to Jesus Christ. Talking to God. You spend time with God, you spend time talking to God, you know what? That's going to make our heart for God, that's going to make it grow a little bit. You spend time reading your Bible, you know what? That's going to make your heart for God grow a little bit. You spend time going to church, you know what? That's going to make your heart for God grow a little bit. You spend time telling others about the Lord Jesus Christ, that makes your heart for God grow a little bit. You give, you tithe, that makes your heart for God grow. Can't do anything else. You spend time in prayer, you know what that does? That'll make your heart for God grow. You spend time fellowshipping with good Christian friends, you know what that'll do? That will make your heart for God grow. That'll make your heart be full and desirous of God and wanting to please Him. What's happening to our heart? Boy, our heart for God's been growing there. Why? Because you've been spending time in prayer. And you've been reading your Bible. And you've been going to church. And you've been maintaining some good fellowship with good friends and so on. All those things have helped your heart for God to really grow. But look what happens to our heart when we begin to walk with those or sit with those who would try to draw our heart away from Jesus Christ. Beginning to maybe spend some time with them. You let this represent just some friends, maybe the wrong kind of friend, the wrong kind of influence in our life. Listen, it doesn't take many drops of that to have a big effect on our heart. A big effect on our heart. Listen, what's happening to our heart now? Those who would draw us away from Jesus Christ, draw our hearts away from God. Let me tell you something, that will be influencing you. And that will spread throughout all your heart. And that's exactly what happened to Peter. Peter who loved the Lord. Peter who would stand for God, stand for Christ at any time as my Lord and Savior. I love Him so much. But when he got it a little distance away from the Lord, and he began to sit with those who he should not be sitting with, it greatly affected Peter's heart. Where now he would deny his Lord and deny his Savior. And be careful who you sit with, because some of them may draw your heart away from Jesus. That happened to Peter. Be careful who you sit with. Be careful who you sit with.